We are back on Still Belted Radio. Thanks for joining us. Sorry I couldn't be live in the studio. We are pre-recorded tonight, but thanks for stopping in. A couple of big shows that I have to tell you about, including, we'll start off with one that's happening tomorrow, for goodness sake. Holy cow. Preparations are underway. Our friends the May Hemingways are coming back. They are so much fun. Oh my goodness. I'm excited. You should be excited too. If you haven't made your plans, we can still fit you in. Just go to telebandagohome.com or stillbeltedradio.com and click on the big picture, Josh and Benj, and we'll get you all the info you need. Or you can just email me, jeff@telebandagohome.com, or find the Facebook event, whatever. Let me know. I'd love to have you join us. It's going to be a ton of fun. Here's one or two or maybe even three from the May Hemingways playing tomorrow at the Sunset Saloon.
Answers I really see the need, and the friends have still got the heaven yet. See, they so full of hate, so never get clean. You got trucker speed, smoking weed, and you drink so much you can hardly see. You're all messed up on a Saturday night, with every stage you're a victim when you get too fight. Fared well, little drama queen. The center of chances I really see the need, and the friends still got the heaven yet. See, they so full of hate, so never get clean. Mouth and you're asking everybody if they want to make out, but when your girlfriend, she does the same, you make a puddle like it just began to rain. Fade well, little drama queen. Center of tensions, I really see the need, and friends still go out, they have you unseen. They're so full of it, so they'll never get clean. Cause I left you alone, and I couldn't stand such a negative tone. Honey, if this song seems too close to home, I'm having people in glass houses and throw stones. Fare thee well, little drama queen. The center of tensions I really see the need, and your friends still got the heavy and see. They're so full of hits, they'll never get clean. Fare thee well, little drama queen. The center of tensions I really see the need, and your friends still got the heavy and see. They're so full of hits, they'll never get clean. You're so full of hits, they'll never get clean.
You.
Those guys are a hoot and a half. It's just amazing that two guys can make such a glorious noise. Josh on the drums and singing along, and Benj on everything else. Oh boy. A couple of songs from their latest and greatest album, Hunter's Street Blues, there. That only came out last year. They're already on their way to record a new record, so we'll be hearing a bunch of new tunes tomorrow. But anyways, we're still enjoying these. Boone's Tune and Boats Up the River was the last one, and then before that we heard Oldest Home Bum. And from their debut EP, we heard a thing called Drama Queen. Now, that's not the only show that I need to tell you about. Another one coming up. It's not until next week. Next Saturday, as a matter of fact, February 18th. But I'm so excited, and I need to get some other people excited as well. It's a special early show. Thing goes down at 8 p.m., and it's going to be swell. Features... none other than leader of the Mighty Rio Statics, Dave Bedini, and his Bedini Band, featuring former Rio Static Don Kerr on the drums, and a couple of Manitoba boys as well, Paul Linklater and Doug Friesen. And they are a pretty tremendous band. It's that band has never been to Winnipeg, I don't think. So this is a pretty amazing opportunity to see them. So they're going to come and play at the Times Change next Saturday. And, you know, the Rio Statics nerd in me is pretty excited about that. It's a pretty interesting evening, though. They're also playing, backing up, NHL hockey legend, one of the 100 greatest players of all time, Brian Trottier, who, you know, he was great with a stick on the ice. We'll see how good he is with a guitar when he plays some songs at the Times Change. It's going to be a pretty fun night. It's cheap. It's like $15. And you can get your tickets on Ticketfly. We'd love it if you would, and we'd certainly love it if you'd make a point of coming down and joining us on the 18th of the Times Changed. I just realized, I think I said that was next week, didn't I? That's not next week. It's not till the 18th. It's like the 2nd today. So it's 2 weeks, February 18th. I told you that, though. Oh, boy. Here's a couple of things from Bedini. Maybe Rio Statics in there. Still about the radio.
Live fast all day. Every night, oh yeah, she's got the gift, and she's got it back. Ladies of Montreal, lipstick coat red, everything's alright. French chicks insist on a Saturday night. The ladies of Montreal smoke dope, drink wine in their underwear. Those West Coast girls say it isn't fair. The ladies of Montreal.
if it did the trick, but oh man, you can't, so get over it. Yeah. The ladies of Montreal, lockstep, hand in hand, down at Crescent Street. It's a meeting of the Amazon Beauty League. The ladies of Montreal, total control is their master plan. Multiply, make love, spread it over the land. The ladies of Montreal. We'll be right back.
smart pie. Now it's time that I close my eyes. Now it's time that I close my eyes. I'll sail away and photosynthesize. I'll dream of you in the starry surf hour. Dream about a place I knew.
Got a friend in BC, know some winders kissing New York, and I wanna buy a motorcycle and cut up to some farm somewhere in this Cushit County. All this jamming gives me headache, like listening to earthquakes, all wired up for rock and roll. Mama only listens to the radio. Papa only watches hockey games. This suburb rocks with the Eddie Van Whalers. God save the Queen. Which made you a moron.
That right there was the Mighty Ryu Statics from their first album, cleverly titled Greatest Hits. It's a little misleading for people who go and buy it and think it's an actual Greatest Hits and find out that it's their first record, very different from their other records. The Ballad of Wendell Clark, parts 1 and 2. I don't know if there's going to be a Ballad of Brian Troche But Bedini and Brian Troche playing at the Times Changed on the 18th. That's pretty exciting. We also heard in there a couple for Bedini Band from the album In the Rock Hall. We heard their version of Earth Revisited, which if you're a Rheostatics nerd, of course you know, was recorded on Introducing Happiness and was sandwiched together with Earth Monstrous Hummingbird, which was pretty weird and awesome. And we kicked it off with a thing called Ladies of Montreal. And I would really love for you to make plans to go see Dave Bedini and his band and Brian Troche on the 18th. Of course, if you can't make it on that day, or you wouldn't normally go to Times anyway, but that still sounds kind of appealing, I got something for you. You should really email me as soon as possible. Jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. I got something in the works, boy. Boy, oh boy. Not supposed to tell you about it, though. Anywho, you know what tomorrow is? Not just is it Mae Hemingway's, but it's also the anniversary of the day the music died. You know the big day the music died when Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper and Buddy Holly died and Waylon Jennings got to live? Because he gave up his seat. Well, yeah, it's coming up tomorrow. And 1959 that happened. And, you know, pretty significant. And that gets me thinking about this song, which I love dearly. It came out on Corin Raymond's record last year, Horbo Jungle Fever Dreams, which I absolutely adore. But there's also another version, which I hadn't really heard all the way through until today. By the song's co-writer, Jonathan Bird. You know what? I like them both so much, I might even pull a Stu Reed and play you both. I think I might have to do that. Whether I sandwich it, I don't know. We'll see. But here's Jonathan Bird along with a band called The Sentimentals with their version of Under the Belly of the Night. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
Dice on icy roads that night. I sleep in dirty clothes through a frozen Minnesota night. They spent a month of rent to get on that B-35. Went off the air, not a soul survived. Singing that'll be the day I die the night before. How could he know those words of love would only hurt us more? Man on the radio predicted snow and said the only stars to fall over Clear Lake Iowa. They fell under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. They're still on the air. Putting trouble on the run and laying the needle down on that Chicago preacher's son and having that party while the singer's singing from the grave. And he's out there now twisting the night away. But down the courtyard you could hear him on the radio, behind the walls of number 7, singing soft and low. A couple moaning when the gun popped in the night above, and they heard the shot and kept making love. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. The famous singer fell. The Evening Star Motel.
Jackie Wilson's heart is crying on Commercial Drive. As long as there's an FM dial, I know he's still alive. If I should die, I pray the radio my soul to keep. If I don't wake from 9 years of sleep. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. Stars are falling. Under the belly of the night. I'll be on the air. You can find me there. Under the belly of the night. I'll be singing. Under the belly of the night. The Holy Ghost. Under the belly of the night. Hey, love, that's love. And not fade away.
Kenworth running strong for regional bulk, hauling logs. Air suspension gives a nice soft ride. The fairing's got a toolbox inside. Piano hinge doors stay quiet and square, and that huck bolted cab ain't going nowhere. It's 600 horses charging straight and true, and it's aerodynamic to save you fuel. If you got it, big truck brought it. If you want it, there's a big truck on it. Said if you got it, a big truck brought it. If you want it, there's a big truck on it. Picture a semi in your mind, flat nose grill, red oval sign. The classic looking semi, it was defined by the Peterbilt, the 389. The new model's got a slope grill hood that lets you see the road real good. If you like that, well, that's just fine. But me, I drive a 389. If you got it, a big truck brought it. If you want it, there's a big truck on it. If you got it, a big truck brought it. If you want it, there's a big truck on it. Breaking haulers go by many names. They're all a little different, but one thing's the same. Whether Sterling, Mac, or Western Star, a big rig brought it to where you are. If it's Freightliner, Eagle, Volvo, or Ford, Playboy mud flaps, or baby on board, hauling solid gold or a load of manure, a big truck brought it, you can be sure. If you got it, big truck brought it. If you want it, there's a big truck on it. But if you got it, a big truck brought it. If you want it, there's a big truck on it. Said if you want it, there's a big truck on it.
Oneness on the slip and slide. We'll go tantric tobogganing. Well, don't you meditate alone in the dark. Let's get enlightened at La Barrier Park. We'll go tantric tobogganing. Woo, woo, woo. Woo, woo, woo. bottle of rum. Get your toboggan, baby, won't you come? We'll go tantric tobogganing. Well, get your toque on and don't stand still. It's getting lightened up at Garbage Hill. We'll go tantric tobogganing. Woo, 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 woo. Out on a crazy carpet with you. We'll go tantric tobogganing. Tantric tobogganing. Tantric tobogganing. Tantric tobogganing.
This is Corin Raymond and you're listening to Steel Belted Radio 101.5 UMFM.
Like a snake round the shoulders of God. Christ on his hilltop, the cop at the truck stop, they're both only doing their job. You gotta double cross to bear. Now you lost the last friend you had to lose. He's in the ambulance, you're in the cruiser, with a fatal case of the sucker punch blues. Icy roads that night, or sleep in dirty clothes through a frozen Minnesota night. They spent a month of rent to get on that B-35, went off the air, not a soul survived. Singing that'll be the day I die the night before. How could he know those words of love would only hurt us more? Man on the radio predicted snow, said the only stars to fall over Clear Lake, Iowa. They fell under the belly of the night, under the belly of the night, under the belly of the night. But they're still on the air. You could find them there. How many folks tonight are putting trouble on the run, laying a needle down on that Chicago preacher's son, having that party while the singer's singing from the grave. He's out there now, twisting the night away. Down the courtyard you could hear him on the radio, behind the walls of number 7, singing soft and low. A couple moaning when the gun popped in the night above. They heard the shot and kept making love. Under the belly of the night, under the belly of the night, under the belly of the night. A famous singer fell at the Evening Star Motel. Jackie Wilson's heart is crying on Commercial Drive. Long as there's an FM dial, I know he's still alive. If I should die, I pray the radio my soul to keep. If I don't wake from 9 years of sleep, under the belly of the night, under the belly of the night, I'll be there, under the belly of the night, I'll be on the air, you can find me there. Under the belly of the night, with the Holy Ghost. Under the belly of the night, no love that's love will not fade away. Under the belly of the night.
run to the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night.
On the flip side of the coin, that's Cord Raymond's version of Under the Belly of the Night from his fabulous record of last year, Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams. Also off that record, he recorded a song called The Law and the Lonesome. That song was originally recorded by Jonathan Bird, title track to a great record of his. Korn and Jonathan, they wrote a bunch of songs together, including those two fine ones. Before that, a guy that both of them love and admire, Rob Varmar from right here in Winnipeg. From his latest recording, Back to Normal, we heard Tantric Tobogganing. I don't know if you've tried that out there these days, but, you know, it's worth a try. And a couple from Jay Bird. We heard him singing a Rob Varmar song, A Big Truck Brought It, from his record recorded right here in Manitoba, You Can't Outrun the Radio. And Jonathan Bird and the Sentimentals with their version of Under the Belly of the Night. Not much time left here today. I want to go out with a few from a guy, a legendary songwriter who died on February 1st, 1989, the great Blaze Foley. He's much better known now than he was when he was alive. There's even a movie coming out with him, apparently. Charlie Sexton plays Townes Van Zandt. Garth Morlocks plays Garth Morlocks. Sounds like it's going to be pretty cool. Here's a few things from Blaze. He could be silly. He could be beautiful. He could be sad. And he could be political. Here's a political one that it was written a long time ago, obviously, but it seems to fit just perfectly today. The title track to Oval Room. This is the great Blaze Foley on Steel Belted Radio.
Chair. He's a president, but I don't care. He's a businessman. He got business ties. He got dollar signs in both his eyes. Got a big airplane. Take him everywhere. Got a limousine when he get there. Everywhere he goes, makes the people mad, makes the poor man pay and the rich man glad. He's the president, but I don't care.
President, but I don't care.
you stay up late and he'll search your car if you don't look straight. In his oval ring, in his rocking
chair,
he's a president,
but I don't care.
Cost me too much money and it probably ain't enough to get me through election day. Didn't I hear you say, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. Wouldn't even weigh a thing, it's hardly worth your time. Luck's been bad, telephone just kept my only dime. There might be a burglary, why don't you just go and see? Be all right, be all right, be all cosmic cuties, shook and wiggle, shake the asses, paint their face, and listen to the tunes. Cosmic comma, cosmic city, cosmic girl just did me shitty, got some quaaludes in her purse, she won't give me none. I say muzak, you say disco, Baltimore, San Francisco, cosmic doo-doo in my shoes, disc ain't dance away. Cosmic couple just got married, her to her, him to Harry. Cosmic doo-doo, man or wife, turquoise wedding ring. Cosmic girls got covered up pimples, country girls got plain old dimples. I like country girls the best, dance that night away. Cosmic doo-doo, cosmic giggle, cosmic cuties, shook and wiggle, shake the asses, paint their face, listen to the tune. Shake their asses, paint their face, and listen to the tune.
I moved to Austin in 1975. I grew up in western New York State.
Oh, yeah.
And just needed to get out of there and moved down to Austin in 75. And just immediately sort of fell in with some songwriters. It was a great scene going on there, sure, Armadillo, yeah, World Headquarters. I went there the first night I was in town and fell into the whole singer-songwriter thing, and yeah. And you know, not wasn't like maybe a year or so I was in town before I met Blaze Foley, and he was just this sort of character, this homeless songwriter guy who wrote these great songs, who then sort of became a drunken, brawling, problematic person sometimes, periodically problematic, but had this sweet, sensitive side and wrote these songs that would make me cry.
Unbelievable and, songs.
Yeah, really great songwriter. And Blaze ended up getting murdered in 1989. Yeah. And it didn't surprise me at all. It was, you know, you could see that coming if you knew him. And it was kind of destined to happen.
Something bad was going to happen, yeah.
Some form. But, yeah, amazing songs. When I met him, he was homeless pretty much the whole time I knew him, except for a couple months right before the end of his life. And he just attached himself to me. I went to see his first gig in Austin, and he was great. And it's like he had these songs, and he was funny, and he did like a little show. It was in a happy hour in a disco, and he was really entertaining. And I thought, this guy's funny, and turns out he didn't have anywhere to stay. So I said, well, you can come stay at my house tonight. And then he stayed at my house, you know, wherever I was living for like the next 3 years. Well, I think a lot of people are starting to know. I think the legend is growing. First of all, he hit a song called If I Could Only Fly that was covered by Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard back when he was alive, right before he was killed. And that was his first little taste of fame. And then Merle Haggard really kind of fell in love with Blaze's whole story after Blaze died. When Tammy Wynette died, he played If I Could Only Fly at her funeral, which was broadcast on cable TV, and everybody saw that. And then he did another version of it on one of his records of the same song without Willie that time. And then Lyle Lovett, who was hanging around, Lyle was just this little kid hanging around me and Blaze when Lyle wasn't even playing gigs. He was just sort of learning how to write songs, and so Lyle covered one of Blaze's songs, and then John Prine covered one on his last record.
Yeah, Clay Pigeons.
And so people are starting to know now, and the legend grows, and like having been murdered, defending an old person who needed defending, lends to legend, you know. And I'm watching the legend grow. It's really interesting. Yeah.
Sitting in a bar room, drunk at night, I won't get to sleep till the first daylight. Baby, can I crawl back to you? Baby, can I crawl back to you? Going to the bus station, nothing in my hand, gonna buy a ticket for the promised land. I ought to be arriving in a day or two, the bus might leave me, can I come back to you? Baby, can I crawl back to you? Baby, can I crawl back to you? Sitting in a jailhouse, counting my dough. Ran out of money, but I got a place to go. Ought to be leaving in a day or two. Get myself together, can I come back to you? Baby, can I crawl back to you? Baby, can I crawl back to you? Got me some insurance, paid to the brim. Jump in a river and I might learn to swim. Might learn to swim, but I might just drown. Got that insurance paid plumb down. Turn it all over to you. Baby, can I crawl back to you? Turn it all over to you. Baby, can I crawl back to you?
Gerv Morlick's in there with Baby Can I Crawl Back to You from his Blaze Foley record, Blaze Foley's 113th Wet Dream. Gerv talking about Blaze before that with me. years ago. And a few from Blaze himself. We heard Cosmic Doodoo, Election Day, and Overroom. And we love Blaze Foley. That'll do it for today. Gotta go. Stay tuned for Venus Envy, Punks and Parkas, Ultrasonic Film. I'll be back on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the band to go home. I think we'll talk to Dave Bedini this Sunday. Then next Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Still Belted Radio will return. Thanks for being here, everybody. Check out stillbeltedradio.com.